Finally back to Apostolic Networking Missionary Enterprises. Have your Bibles with you. Have your Bibles with you all the time. And today we are doing part 7 of New Testament Leadership. I haven't done one of these in a while. And so we're going to finish the whole series, hopefully, in the next few months. And then we'll get back to doing the key Bible verses, probably. Anyhow, we'll see what happens. So let's look at Ephesians 4, 11 to 16. We're just going to look at 11 and 12 today, and then we're going to look at the other verses in the next teaching. So let's read 11 and 12. And his gifts were varied. He himself appointed and gave to us, amplified, some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, shepherds, and teachers. 12. Why? Why did he give all these? So his intention of giving these was the perfecting and the full equipping of the saints. The saints, his consecrated people, those who are born again, those who are born of incorruptible seed, that they, the saints, should do the work of ministering towards building up Christ's body, the church. All right? So my first note here, verse 11 was given to and for every local church, needing all 4 to 5 gifts working together in order to fulfill verse 12, which can be broken down in 3 parts or 3 aspects, which is the equipping of every saint. And then in order, why? For the work of the ministry, number 2, and then number 3, the edification and building up of the church, the body of Christ. So the body needs edification. But if you're going to edify the body, every individual member of the body needs to be edified. All right? So my other note here, apart from verse 11, you'll never accomplish verse 12. That's right. Which is why most local churches are not fulfilling verse 12 whatsoever, even though some think they are. Of course, we all got that kind of theology, that kind of mindset in the church. No, we're doing great. Wait till you find out on the judgment seat of Christ. And they are, but they are not. And when it comes to verse 12, you need to start with number 1. The equipping of every saint. God wants to equip every one of his children. Every one of them. First and foremost, so that you can accomplish verse two, number 2, which is the work of the ministry. Ministry is work. All right? In order to accomplish number 3, the edification and building up of the church, the body of Christ. All right? We got to build it up. Jesus said, I'm going to build my church and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. All right? But right now, seems to me like the gates of Hades is prevailing against the church. All right. Every saint must be fully equipped for their work in the ministry, which has to do with their specific giftings, callings, which is key to the overall edification of the whole body of Christ. If you are not being properly equipped for the work of the ministry according to your giftings, you are not being fit, or you're not fit for that work. That's all there is to it. Most Christians have not been or are not being properly equipped, which is why the work of the ministry is not being done or not being done effectively. Effectively, all right? We got to be effective. The word equipping is a translation of the Greek word katartismo. The picture is of a thing, something we want to use, but something has to be done to it first, which carries the idea of to repair, Matthew 4:21. The ministry of God's word puts us back together again, all right? To prepare, we got Hebrews 13:20-21. The church is not a hospital, it's not a ship, but it is an army on a mission. All right, the church is an army. All right, read the word. Why does the word talk about fighting the good fight of faith, putting on the whole armor of God? All right. The verb katartizo, found 17 times in the Septuagint, can mean to establish Psalm 74:16, to equip and restore Psalm 68:9, and to complete and furnish Ezra 4:12 and 13. The word appears 13 times in the New Testament, all right, and can mean to restore or mend fishing nets, Matthew 4:21, already mentioned that, to restore a fallen brother, Galatians 6:1, to prepare something, Romans 9:22, Hebrews 10:5, and to put in proper order, to complete and to furnish, 1 Thessalonians 3:10 and 1 Corinthians 1:10. The word suggests making something work the way it was designed to work, to bring something from a place of ineffectiveness to effectiveness. Now, the Septuagint, you need to understand, what is the Septuagint? What the hell is the Septuagint? It's the Old Testament in Greek and not in Hebrew, all right? So I heard just, what the hell's his name? Anyhow, he said, Rick Renner, he said that back then, during the days of Jesus, a lot of people, they were no longer reading the Greek, the Hebrew. It was all Greek. So they had to take the Hebrew scriptures and they had to translate them into the Greek so that the people could understand the Bible. All right? And it's like William Tyndale. William Tyndale, back then, it was all in Latin. So he said, no, we got to make this Word of God, the Word of God, make it available for the common man in the common language. And he translated it into English. All right? All right. So let's go on here. What does equipping mean in Greek? Equipping, which is Strong's 2677, katartismo from katartizo, tizo, means to mend, to repair, make whole, or perfect, of setting of bones. I like that one here. It was used in the medical journals of that time. And back then, I would not want them to set my bones. I don't even want them to do that today. I'd rather trust God to do it because there's no pain and it's going to cost nothing except for your faith. Mending nets in turn from, we got the word kata, right? Which equals with, and artizo means to adjust, to fit, to finish, related to. Means to make something or someone, in this case, the sheep in the flock, the saints, completely adequate or sufficient for something. Well, what's the context? The body of Christ working effectively, the work of the ministry, according to your gifting or giftings. All right? So I guess I'm done. Wow, look at that. That was pretty short, but lots of stuff in there. So anyhow, want to thank you once again and enjoy, and not just enjoy, learn from them, share them. And as I finish my teachings, I always encourage to walk in the fullness of your sonship. Always walk in the fullness of your sonship by learning to walk in the fullness of the grace of God and of the faith of God, because it is faith that gives access to the grace of God. Shalom and amen.